This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Halfway through Bourke Street Mall when we were advised the end of the march was just leaving the library. And now, we've got another speaker to get off this second section started now. The marriage will be taking place very shortly. So if you are here with your loved one and you'd like to make a public and legal declaration of your love, you might want to get down towards the front here. We do have a marriage certificate for those couples wanting to be legally wedded today. Now, I would ask the front section of beans if you could lower your height, because our next speaker didn't want to try to get up the stairs in her chair. It is our favourite wheelie girl, a strong advocate for LGBT rights. She's also the co-chair of the Geelong Accommodation Project. And I don't remember an Equal Love rally when we haven't seen our favourite wheelie girl pushing herself along the march route, including the hill on Collins Street. And we're delighted to have her speak with us today, so please make her welcome. It's Kira Lee Haywood.
Thank you so much for having me today. It's an absolute honour to join an amazing, inspirational host of speakers, activists. It's just such an awesome experience, and yeah, we'll get this done eventually, hey? Today, we are here again to speak up and fight for one of the many basic human rights denied to us. Again, we continue to experience bigotry and hatred on our own shores, whilst also witnessing the same for our brothers and sisters overseas. The hate crimes, the mandated hate and killings. When will it all stop? We all have a right to feel safe within our own individual communities, free from harm and judgment for who we are. But now, our government seems to think it's okay to put our community through an extremely, I think, and many of us do think, I assume, divisive process of voting on our very basic human right to marry the one we love. So dear, why? The influence of the far right, along with organisations like ACL and their ilk. The far right, who are determined to regress Australia back to 5 or so decades. Malcolm, I ask you, why, when you claim to support our community so much, are you putting us through a hellstorm and a tokenistic postal survey for something that could be achieved with a free vote in Parliament? Have you been swayed that much by the far right? If you so much as cared about our community, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing today. Again, I press for some, it has been far too late to have basic human and ethical, legal, human legal and ethical rights granted. Again, I pay tribute to those lost in the fight. Thank you for your sacrifices. Thank you for your advocacy. Thank you for fighting for us. We will continue this fight, and we will win. Love must win. When you're about to fill out that form, think about the basic human rights that most miss out on, simply because of who they love, who they are, and how they fit on this earth. A marriage certificate brings so much more than just a declaration of a couple's love. It's safety, it's reassurance, it's security. It's knowing that the rights and wishes of you and your loved one will be respected and enforced in the eyes of Australian law. A marriage isn't just celebrating a couple's love in a church or place of choosing. That piece of paper means so much more legally and ethically. It means peace of mind, making sure your loved one is looked after if something happens to him or her, and that either one has rights, physically, financially, and medically. It means you can be there to support your loved one if challenges come your way. It means legal recognition of a couple's love. I want my relationship to be significant in the eyes of Australian law. I want mine and the rights of my special someone to be respected and enforced. I want them to be looked after if something were to happen, and the reason for that is obvious. I want that pride of being able to call that lovely lady my wife, to spend my life with someone special, to come home to someone special, to love and protect her, to make sure her decisions, her rights and needs are respected within life and the eyes of the law, for her to be protected if anything were to happen, and most importantly, to have our love recognised as significant in the eyes of Australian law. Thank you.
Shirley Haywood!
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.